and welcome to Half and Half. I'm your first host, Dana.
And I'm Steph.
And we are going to be basically giving our unwanted opinions on everything pop culture. That's what this podcast is about. This is our first podcast, so I kind of wanted to give a little backstory on how this podcast works. So, me and Steph are your hosts. And we will be talking about different topics surrounding pop culture, except they will be surprises for the both of us. So, the first half of this podcast, I will be bringing up a topic that Steph will not know about, just to give like a genuine reaction and conversation and make it more fun. And then second half, we're bringing on a guest, and Steph will be bringing up a topic that me and the guest don't know about. So this should be interesting.
I'm kind of concerned that we do have the same topic, because I feel like we've had the same things on our mind. For context, we're roommates. We live together.
Yes, we live together. We are interested in similar topics.
Yeah.
So I'm a little nervous that we did choose the same one, but
fingers crossed. Right. Out of all the million topics we could have.
So should I bring up my first topic?
Yeah, let's moment of truth.
Today, we will be talking about the casting of Timothée Chalamet in the new Willy Wonka.
Okay. I did not have the same topic, okay, thank God. But I have been thinking about this.
Yeah, so I remember this being brought up a while ago, and then I kind of just thought it was a joke. Like, I don't think it was confirmed yet or not.
Really?
Auditions were happening, I don't know, but now that it's actually happening, I'm so conflicted about how to feel.
Did you see the picture of him?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see the like comparisons between him and the other two previous Willy Wonkas?
No, I haven't. I just saw like people talking about, I saw someone talking about how the hat was so like 1800s or something like that.
I'm very curious like what spin they're taking on it, because also, he seems so young to be a Willy Wonka.
Yeah, but that me. Like that's what they're saying, is that this new movie's like a prequel.
No, so it's they're like not giving young... him a backstory.
This is Willy Wonka's origin story.
That's so funny.
But yeah, I'm like, because at first I was kind of like, no, like this is gonna be so weird. Like I only envision like the original Willy Wonka and then Johnny Depp, of course. So it's just, I don't know. And all the stuff that I've seen Timothée Chalamet in is so different from, like, Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
So I'm like, can he pull it off? Like, the acting and...
Yeah, I can't picture him being goofy. Like, I don't think I've seen him in a role that's, like, silly.
Yeah. That's why I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it still. But then, like, as I was reading about it, it kind of... Like, people were kind of just saying that maybe he could pull it off and he could be a thing, but then also everyone's getting mad because, you know, that picture of him as Edward Scissorhands.
Oh my God.
Everyone's
right.
Like, stop trying to be Johnny Depp.
Isn't he also broken up with his Johnny Depp's daughter?
Yeah. So I feel like there's like a weird connection like that, but like I'd have to like form an actual opinion on it when I see a trailer or something, but
yeah,
we just have photos right now.
Yeah, that's honestly like so random of like a movie to be made. Like, they're making a serious Willy Wonka origin story.
I was reading the description of it, and here, let me read to you what they said. So the story will focus specifically on a young Willy Wonka and how he met the Oompa Loompas. Like, what is that?
What, Despicable Me vibe.
His minions.
That's so funny.
No, but I'm like, how did he meet the Oompa Loompas? Honestly, I'm curious about that too.
I just like how somebody looked at Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and was like, you know what we need to know the history
of? Willy Wonka.
That's so funny.
But the rest of the cast is pretty cool as well. I'm like wondering who they'll be playing, because Keegan-Michael Key is in it.
Really?
Yeah, which is pretty cool. And Olivia Colman and,
oh my God, I
Rowan
love Olivia
Atkinson. Yeah,
Rowan Atkinson is it? Okay, this will be interesting.
I feel like I don't know if he's playing an Oompa Loompa or not, because he kind of looks similar to like the past Oompa Loompas, you know? Like,
I'm curious like what direction they're gonna go in this at all. Like, it's so weird because also Olivia Colman, like, she does have some goofy roles, but like not goofy, like childlike silly, like,
yeah.
In Fleabag, her role is like, have you seen Fleabag?
No, I haven't.
You should watch it, it's really good. But her role is like, she's like funny because she's so over the top, like mean, and like obviously mean. And like the context of the show is a comedy. And then in Broadchurch, it's such a serious role. And then The Favorite is kind of another, like, it's funny because it's sad role. Like, she's such a good actress, but will be interesting as well to see. Because,
I know, like, I'm curious.
The vibe I'm getting now is not funny at all from this movie. Like, you saw the picture of him, yeah?
Yeah. Said,
like, his costume, too, is not, like, bright colors and, like, goofy, no, silly, it's kind of like, dull kids movie. And... Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, will it be depressing or?
Yeah. What's, like, what target audience are they going for with this?
Yeah. I honestly have no idea what to expect. And that's kind of, like, fun at the same time. But, yeah. Like, the only, for out of the cast members, they haven't listed who they're playing yet. It's just Timothée Chalamet as young Willy Wonka.
Oh, they are all blank.
But they have
Jim Carter.
Yeah, Jim Carter's in it. Simon Farnaby. I don't know if you remember him from Pitch Perfect, but he was like
weird
guy that was competing against him with his sister or something.
What a random cast. Yeah, because then Rowan Atkinson is just like, I think of him and I think funny movies.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, like, I don't know. It'll be fun to see.
Yeah,
who's playing who?
Wait, is Sally Hawkins? That she's the one from Shape of Water, right?
Oh, is she? I didn't
think so. Okay, wait. I want to see now who wrote it. Simon Farnaby, Paul King, and Simon Rich. Simon Farnaby!
Oh, he...
Pitch Perfect guy wrote it?
I guess so.
Does he write? Directed by Paul King.
Interesting.
He wrote Paddington 2. Oh, wait. Maybe he was in Paddington 2. Was he? Have you seen it?
I
oh yeah, he was in it. He was Barry the security guard.
Oh, great.
Okay, let's see. Oh yeah, currently it releases in 2023, so we're not gonna know the answer to any of this for like 2 years.
I'll be graduated by the time it comes out.
Oh my god, that's actually insane. Yeah, he wrote Wonka. Also, the way the title is so serious.
Just Wonka. It's like those one-name celebrities, you know? Like the minimalist.
He did write Paddington 2!
Oh, wow.
Ghosts, Pinocchio, The Phantom of the Open. I don't know what that is. The Gulf War, Mindhorn.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
And I'm like, I don't know, I feel like I'm such a tough judge when it comes to like sequels or prequels of movies, just because I don't know, ever since I was a kid I've only ever loved like the original movies I've seen. Mm-hmm. Even if they weren't originals, like
just what you grow up with is sort of like what you like.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because even with Willy Wonka, like, I like the Johnny Depp one better than the original, even though that's probably very controversial.
I don't think I've even seen the whole Johnny Depp one. Like, I grew up on the original one.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't think I ever watched the original one, like, as a kid. I'd only watched it, like, when I was older. So since I had watched the Johnny Depp one, like, I was so used to that one that I was just, like, I did not like anything else.
That's
but
so
now,
funny.
Now, obviously, I appreciate, like, the original Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
But
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But yeah, no, it's just weird to like think about Timothée Chalamet, someone who was playing like angsty teenager roles in movies, to play Willy Wonka.
Yeah, he's having a moment right now for the like Dune and
oh yeah, I saw the promo for Dune.
Wes Anderson one, what's it called? French Dispatch. That's what it's called. Yeah, he's kind of been in the news a lot lately. I've seen some news about him. It wasn't really news, it was like TikToks. But like how he's showing up for interviews for Dune and stuff, and he just like is so casual. Like he's like you know how people come to interviews like celebrities and they're all dressed up and like very styled.
Oh, but he's wearing
he just
like
isn't like sweatpants. Yeah. And he's like, hey, which I mean, good for him. He doesn't need to dress up to like be no, like, he's just very talented.
Yeah,
but that's so funny to me that he just like kind of gave up.
I know, so crazy. He kind of like popped out of nowhere for me. Like, I didn't hear about him at all until Call Me By Your Name. Like, that really, that's when I started like noticing him in things, and then he was just in like everything after that.
Yeah, seen, like, he was also in a bunch of stuff before that, just like I did not recognize him from. Like, no. He was in Interstellar.
Really?
Yeah, he's the brother in Interstellar when they're kids.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That's like with Tom Holland too, because he was in a lot of things as a kid as well, and I never like recognized him or paid attention to him, and then like Marvel happened and it was like insane.
It's all over the place.
It's so crazy how that happens.
I know.
But yeah, Timothée Chalamet. Honestly. I don't know if I'll be hated for saying that. I don't know how to feel about him being Willy Wonka, but
I guess we'll find out when there's like a trailer. Oh, that's like Robert Pattinson in Batman.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I still don't know how I feel about that one.
Yeah, I feel like once you kind of like develop a, like an actor develops like a certain persona with the roles that they play, it's so hard to see them as anything else.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. It's definitely like a marketing tactic too.
Mm-hmm.
And like a way that they get roles, like Tom Hanks, for example. Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like he's played so many different movies and he's so talented. Played so many different roles and he's so talented. But like, when I think of Tom Hanks, I think of like a very particular type of person.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Sorry, I just wanted to look up who did the costuming production design.
Oh.
Ethan Crowley. Oh.
Oh.
That's funny. He did The Dark Knight, Interstellar, Batman Begins. That's, what are the odds? Dunkirk? So very serious, like, dark Nolan movies.
If it'll be like that, like, if it'll be kind of like, because you know, like where Willy Wonka grew up, like the opening scenes of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, it's so dark and like just like a lot of people are poor.
I don't know this, but I think it's because we have different Willy Wonka, like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movies. So.
Yeah, how did the first one open? Was it just straight into it, like into the chocolate factory?
I can't remember. I think it opens with Charlie and his grandparents. Do you know the scene, the four grandparents?
Yeah, they're in the hammock or whatever it was. Yeah.
I think it's on Charlie mostly. But I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Like, I gotta rewatch it now. I have to rewatch all of them before this one comes out.
Charlie and the Factory Marathon?
Yeah, honestly. Because I remember in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
It's like a tongue twister.
It is kind of a tongue twister.
It opened up. You see the village. A lot of people are poor where Charlie's living. And I don't know, it's very dark in the beginning. Like, just color-wise, set-wise, stuff like that. So I'm wondering, like, since this is the prequel, will it be the same? Because also in that movie with Johnny Depp, it showed Willy Wonka as a kid for, like, a split second where his family wouldn't let him eat chocolate. And that was his inspiration for, like,
that's the origin
becoming
story.
Willy Wonka.
That's so funny. I also just looked up the costume designer. She did Wonder Woman, but also, like, Dark Knight and Batman
and
stuff.
Oh my gosh, yeah, they're all...
Paddington, too. They all just know each other from Paddington.
That's so funny. Yeah, I wonder if this, like, foreshadows what the movie's gonna be like.
Right? It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Or it'll be really bad. It'll be one or the other.
Honestly, it's nostalgic. I don't know if, like, the children of this generation will grow up on this Willy Wonka.
Yeah, who is this for? Because Charlie's not even in this one.
No, it's just Willy finding his Oompa Loompas, I guess. Which is such a strange, like, plot, I guess. But I guess they can't really say too much about it. Like, maybe there's more to it than him just finding his Oompa Loompas.
Though it is interesting... I guess it makes sense. They're shooting right now, like on IMDb, it says they're in production.
Mm-hmm.
And there's obviously that picture of Timothée Chalamet in the costume, but we're 2 years out from their predicted release date. So they're probably doing a ton of VFX, which makes sense.
That is true, yeah.
But that's crazy. So early. We're not going to know for so long.
I know. I hate when they talk about movies like years in advance. Like, do you remember Mulan when they started talking about it, and then it came out like years later, and it was kind of a disappointment.
I know, that was so sad. It had so much potential.
Yeah.
But oh, well.
All right, so I think we're going to end off this segment, and we will be back with our guest and a new topic that Steph has brought, which is exciting. I wonder what it will be. Hot damn!
So welcome back from our break. We have two guests here now. Kaya, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm Kaya. I don't know if I'm supposed to mention this, but I'm your sister?
Yeah, she okay. is my sister, Dana's sister.
And I've got Scruffy in my lab. He's just here for the show.
If you can hear him heavy breathing.
Yeah, wait. Oh, he saw the phone.
Oh.
Anyways.
We need, like, a Scruffy mic. Okay. So we can move on to my topic. So I was really scared that Dana would have this one as well, because we watched it together.
Oh.
But I wanted to talk about Squid Game. Have you seen it, Kaya?
I'm about 5 episodes in. Okay, but cool. I literally know everything that happens.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to spoil anything.
No,
either.
It's okay. I always spoil shows for myself.
Looks up spoilers.
Oh, no. Why do you do that to yourself?
It makes me anxious. I need to know what happens.
You have to, like, know who you can get invested in.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
That's perfect, because before we started recording, Steph saw that I was watching a video about
panicked.
Squid Game.
I was like, oh, no, she definitely has the same topic as me. Oh, man.
No, yeah. the topic we talked about before, Kaya, was about Timothy Chalamet as Willy Wonka.
Yep. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wait, is that a thing, or is it
he's playing Willy Wonka.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Oh, boy. So for Squid Game, I wanted to talk about it just in general, because it's fun, and it's on everybody's mind right now, but also, it kind of made me think about dubs versus subs, because I don't know if you guys have heard the English dub of Squid Game.
It is terrible.
So funny. Like, it's, like, comically bad.
Yeah.
And I didn't know why. Like, I wanted to find out why dubbing is so bad. Just, like, constantly. Because I feel like voice actors are very talented at making, like, convincing, like... Oh, there goes Scruffy.
Giving his opinion.
Yeah, I feel like voice actors are really good at making convincing, like, well done, you know,
mm-hmm.
acting of scripts. But I feel like every dub that I've ever heard is just, like, overacted, and, like, which is a style as well. So I was researching to try and find out why dubs are just, like, consistently like that. I did not find out why, but I did find some interesting content.
It was not successful.
Instead, I, like, fell down a rabbit hole of dubs versus subs, which is interesting to me. So, what do you guys prefer? Do you like dubs or subs better?
I definitely do not like the dubs. I've mentioned this before, where I wanted to watch Money Heist because everyone was talking about it and saying how good it was. And for some reason, I watched it with the dubs because I can't remember if someone told me to or if it was just the default and I just continued with it, but it ruined the show for me. Like, I could not continue watching, and I have no motivation to keep watching that show.
Sad.
Yeah, so I'm definitely not a fan of dubs. And for Squid Game, it was just terrible. Like, it was awful. The actors don't even sound like the characters, and I don't know. Like, the main character, he's like a middle-aged man, and he sounded like a teenage boy in the show.
Yeah, I was watching it with my roommate, and she prefers dubs for whatever reason. Yeah, so we're watching it, even though I had watched the first episode with subtitles, and the whole time I just couldn't stop laughing. Like, it sounded so dumb, and I was like, I promise it's better with the subtitles.
And it's such, like, a serious like content in the first episode too.
It just feels like it's like a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I also prefer subs, but I found some interesting history on dubbing and like the debate between the two. Do you guys want to hear?
Yes.
Okay, so it's surprisingly political.
Oh, wow. I feel like everything is now.
Yeah, honestly. So according to, so all my information, just for a disclaimer, is from a couple of articles that I read online. So I did not fully fact check these, but I'm also going off a little bit of like my film history classes that I've taken through school. Mm-hmm. So apparently dubbing started to be a thing around the 1930s when sound film was first introduced in general. So it's always been something that people do. And it's experienced like a period of there goes scruff. dubbing experienced a period of popularity during like the mid 1900s during the war for political reasons. So there was a lot of bans on content from other countries being allowed into. Yeah, like depending if you were access or an allied country, there was issues with it, and it endured even past the war because it just sort of like formed the culture of the time. I found something that in one of the articles that said countries where subtitles are more popular than dubs have a lower rate of nationalism and xenophobia, which I don't know, that might be one of those things where it's like correlated, but because it is also related to other things, like I don't know if those are directly related to each other, but I thought that was interesting that like more exposure to a native language would change that at all when you're kids. But things like Quebec is afraid of losing French, so there's a lot of dubs in French for English content in Quebec, and that's really common. Stuff like that.
I feel like that would be expected. I mean, nothing wrong with that, I guess, but I feel like it takes away from the show, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Because it's just not the same. Like, there's no emotion in there. Like, when you know when they're, like, angry, they're just shouting. They're not, like showing physically the emotion. Showing,
like, yeah, like, it's I feel like it's difficult to match.
Yeah.
Like, when you watch the dubbing, it's, like yeah, like, it's flat. They don't know, I guess, really how to, like, portray the emotion because they're not the actor portraying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And there's this clip from the first episode of Squid Game that I always go back to because it just makes me laugh, where the main character and his mom are talking about what to get his daughter for her birthday because he doesn't have money. The grandma or his mom is giving him some money to, you know, buy a gift for her. And she's just saying, like, what about fried chicken? She loves fried chicken. And then the English dub of the main character, like, saying, like, just fried chicken is like, just fried chicken, mom? And it's like, what the hell is this? It's just, it's so like whiny and just,
yeah,
I don't know, it definitely like ruins the show.
Yeah, because they're also trying to match like the lip sync of the original actors, but it just does not work a lot of the time. But I did find an interesting fact. Apparently with subtitles, it's common to lose like up to a third of the dialogue because you can't read that fast.
Yeah.
So they omit it.
That's true. Yeah.
So you actually lose context sometimes when you have subtitles.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, neither did I.
I read something actually that was because of that. It was on Snapchat. You know those like Snapchat stories?
Yeah.
It was about how, because like if it's either like dubbing or subtitles, a lot of like especially in Squid Game, like it was like specifically Squid Game, you miss the meaning of some of the words because it goes like hand in hand. So like because the subtitles are translated from Korean, you don't really understand like the actual meaning of the word. So like people were tweeting about it, I guess, saying like, you guys, if you don't speak Korean, missed a lot of hints that the actors like said with their words instead of like visual images. And it's like they were saying like it's so much better if you're a native Korean speaker because you can understand it. But at the same time, the dubbing, because it kind of goes off of the subtitles, the translated subtitles, it's like either way, you're not getting it unless you speak native Korean.
That's true.
So it's, yeah, it's a bit difficult with stuff like that, I feel like.
I know. There were some points in the show where I'd be reading the subtitles and I'm like, I think that is not correctly
translated. That is not right.
Might be not exactly what they said.
The way that they were, like, I think our other roommate, Daniela, had pointed this out, but she was like, oh, they call each other dimwit a lot. And I'm like, I don't think they're saying dimwit. I feel like that's such a weird, you know, word to describe someone or to insult someone.
It's just like the closest approximation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also found some interesting stuff because, like, if you think of it like YouTube, do you guys watch YouTube with subtitles on? Just like English YouTube, like regular YouTube videos?
I don't. I honestly, no. I get annoyed by them.
Really?
Just because, I don't know, like something about watching shows with subtitles doesn't bother me, but I think it's the YouTube ones. I don't know how to change it, but the way that they have the black box around the words annoys me, and it blocks a lot of it. So,
yeah.
And a lot of the time it's auto-generated too.
That's true.
So it's like the words that they're saying are not actually like what's being written on the subtitle.
I thought that was interesting because I watch YouTube with subtitles, especially if I'm watching YouTube with other people, like on a TV or something, I'll put subtitles on. And that's like already, I'm a native speaker, but I like having the subtitles, I guess. I don't know.
I thought it was you who didn't like the subtitles on Netflix and stuff, though.
If it's something that's like a movie, I'm going to sound like such a film kid. If it's something that's like a serious movie, like a movie that I want to watch. Well, no. If it's in English, I'll watch it without subtitles because I want to pay attention to like the visuals if I can. Yeah. But if it's not in English, then I don't mind having the subtitles because I would rather have like the original acting.
Than the dubs.
Than the dubs. Yeah.
Yeah, the dubs, I don't know. And I don't know if it's like Netflix that does it or if it's like the studio that does it. I'm pretty sure it's Netflix that does the dubs, right?
Something like that. Yeah, I think Netflix, they either outsource it or they do it themselves because apparently like some of their subtitle turnaround time is like a few days.
Oh,
which is crazy.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, there's also like subculture in subtitles in some things, like in anime or in YouTube, because if they're done manually, people put like notes in them.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so funny to me. Like, because I didn't see it. Like, I saw that more on, like, when I used to watch a lot of PewDiePie's videos. I would see people do it, like, do his captions manually. And they would just, like, joke around or something. Or I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, okay. Exactly like that.
It's just funny to me.
Yeah.
But it'd be kind of chaotic, especially if you're like a popular YouTuber, like people would mess with you all the time.
Could you imagine that in like a Netflix show? Like a joke pops up in the subtitles.
It would be so chaotic.
Yeah. It's so funny.
But yeah, no, I've had so many of these conversations with people because like my friend Jess, I was telling her to watch Squid Game because I had watched like 2 or 3 episodes at that point, and I really liked it, so I thought she would like it as well, and she watched it. I think when she put it on, it like defaulted to the dubs, and she was watching it with someone, and they were both like, what is this? Like, I swear my friend said this show was good, and it like just ruins the whole show, I feel like, because it's just so, you're either making fun of it the whole time or just hating it.
I wonder how they cast stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, do they like look at the original actors and they're like, okay, your voice sounds like it would come out of there. Even though they know what the voice of the original actor sounds like. Because I feel like they almost never match.
No, they never do. Ever. Like, when I was watching Money Heist too, like, the voices were also like, no emotion. And it just didn't look like it fit with the actor. You know? Like, it was...
And you like didn't see Money Heist with the original audio, did you? So like you just sort of like knew from it's like
It was awful. But yeah, maybe I'll go watch Money Heist without the dubs now and see how it goes.
Yeah, let me know how it is.
I'm honestly like curious about that show because it's like, you know, about them pulling off this massive heist. But there's 5 seasons. I'm like, do they pull off a heist every season?
Maybe.
Probably not, but like I don't know.
Yeah. I find that interesting with shows. There's a lot of shows like that where like the first season has like a big concept and then they keep making seasons, but it's like just has nothing to do with the original concept. Gets
farther away.
Yeah.
That's actually, that brings up a question, because I'm curious, like, what you guys think of Squid Game potentially having like a season two. Like, what would you think about that?
You go first, Kaya. You haven't seen it yet, but
it could go a bunch of different ways, because they kind of have people on their edge of their seat now, and like it took over the internet really, really fast.
It's everywhere.
And they're talking about having a season two in like December, which is really soon, and it's like almost unheard of, like how fast it's coming out. Yeah,
do you think they like already wrote it?
Probably. I have a feeling they might have filmed it all at once and just split it into two seasons.
That would make sense,
because there's no way they film all of that, put it together, and have it ready by December.
Yeah.
But I think the reason for that is they have people like waiting for the next season. They're like curious and they want to keep the hype, right? So
yeah,
I think season twos are generally like disappointing compared to season one, because it's like, well, you know the premise, you know like what's kind of gonna happen at this point, so it's like you need this like huge twist in order for it to be like interesting.
Yeah.
So I feel like it could, like, people will be excited for it, but I feel like it may not be as good as season one.
Yeah. And like, so you've watched all 5 episodes with the dubs, right?
No.
Oh.
I watched 1 episode with the dub.
Okay. I was gonna ask, like, how do you feel about the show?
No, I would not be able to listen to the rest of it with the dub.
Mm-hmm.
What did your roommate think? Did she?
She was on her phone within 20 minutes. Oh. Like, she was not interested in the dubs. And I'm like, I promise, it's good with the subtitles.
I feel like the dubs just really turn people off from watching it. It's
For real,
not good.
Anyway, we're hitting around 16 minutes, so we should probably wrap up this topic. Yes. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
No. My only thought was just no to dubs. I do not like them. But some people do like them. Like, I was, you know, talking to my boyfriend's roommates and they preferred the dubs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Which was interesting. That's like the first time I've ever heard of someone liking the dubs.
Next time we should have them as a guest and get them to explain themselves.
Get a little debate going. But yeah, no, that was a good topic, Steph.
Yeah.
Thank you. A little bit of history.
All right. Well, hopefully the viewers have enjoyed this episode, and we'll be back with more interesting topics next week.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming,
guys. Thanks for being on our show,
Kyle. And Scruffy.
And Scruffy, but he's not here anymore.
Yeah.